Yeah. Hi all. So this is my talk on Ravenel, which is a new CWL implementation that uses Geeks. CWL is the common workflow language. It is used in running scientific workflows on HPC systems for data analysis. I'll say more on that later. So my problem is that I'm an academic scientist, and I have mountains of data to analyze, and in my case this is usually genomic data, and when I say mountains, it's easily some fraction of a terabyte or maybe even a few terabytes. So the HPC, if you're not familiar with this, still uses a batch scheduler. So you have a bunch of compute nodes, and you have some node on which you submit jobs, and there is a queue, and it gets scheduled on the compute nodes at some point of time when you get high enough into the priority. So it's a very traditional, maybe even antiquated system of computation, but that's still the way it's done. Each of these jobs that you submit, each job is typically just a shell script, a batch script, and each of these jobs can take hours, maybe even days to compute. So you really do not want to repeat those jobs if you can help it. So some caching of these job steps is helpful to prevent recomputation. But the problem is that in the scientific workflows, you might want to tweak parameters that are input to the commands that you're running, or maybe you want to try a different version of the software tools that you're using, or it could even be a more complicated problem where your tool is the same but some library has changed, or maybe the compiler has changed. So it's hard to do perfect caching where you can be sure that your cache is not stale, that that the results you are pulling out from the cache is actually the results that you want. So people typically don't have any caching. That's the that's very common to it's very common for people to stuff in all their parameters into the file names of their results, and things like final n equal to 1, and then usually there are many more parameters. So stuff like 10 parameters into a file name, and then it's very hard to do that consistently, even if you're the only person doing the data analysis. So this is a problem. About the common workflow language, so I use something called the common workflow language to describe the jobs that I want to submit to the HPC. So the common workflow language is one of many workflow languages, but some of the special features of CWL are that it's standards based. That is a YAML. It's a YAML specification, so it's easy to. It's very machine readable, and it's kind of easy to write if you, or at least it's easy to generate from a programming language. So I can show you a typical what a workflow looks like. So this is a really simple workflow for spell checking. I mean, it's not really a scientific workflow. It's just a toy example I'm showing you. So the blue boxes you see on the top, they are the inputs. And the blue box at the end is the output. And these are all the steps. Each one of these yellow blocks in between is one step of the computation. So one step corresponds to one job that runs on the HPC. And these steps can be connected in any graph-like form. So it doesn't have to be linear. It can have these parallel paths that come together at some point. So it's a DAG. So here is a more realistic workflow. This is actually a workflow that I use at work. So I will be showing a demo of this later today. So it's very similar to the spell check workflow. It has inputs, outputs, and steps in between. Just the tools that are used in between are actual bioinformatics tools. So back to the slides. Yeah. So to repeat, CWL is standards based, and it's a strongly typed language. Each one of the inputs and outputs that I showed you in the picture, there is a type attached to it. And each one of the steps accepts certain types of inputs and gives you certain types of outputs. So so you can type check all these you can type check the entire workflow even before you execute it. So that's CWL. So how does Ravanan, which is my CWL implementation, how does it actually run CWL, and how does it use Geeks? So I mentioned earlier that the cache going stale is a problem, and one good way to solve that is to use Geeks. So Geeks lets you. So if you're familiar with Geeks, and so every binary in the store is attached with a long hash that encodes all the dependencies that were used in building that binary. So essentially, that hash gives you a unique identifier for that tool. And in Geeks, you can use G expressions and a construct called program file to generate a unique script with a hash that is that has the specific scientific commands that you want to run. So once you have that hash. You can build a cache which has those hashes, and that cache is guaranteed to never go stale. So let's get on to a demo, and maybe things will become clearer. Yeah. So I have this CWL file, which is the workflow that I'm going to execute. So this is just the this workflow, but I'm showing you the actual YAML code that. That describes that workflow. You have inputs, outputs, and then various steps. So all that is just CWL, and I don't want to go into the details of CWL right now. Then let's look at this is an inputs file. So I showed you in the picture that there are three inputs, chromosome, sequences, and threads. So all those inputs are defined here as a simple JSON a file, so sequences, sequence labels, chromosome, and so on. So now let me actually execute it. So let's time it as well. So Ravanan pangenome.cwl, and I specify the inputs files. And it also takes a store argument. The store in this case is not the Geeks store. It's a separate, it's basically the cache that Ravanan uses. I just borrowed the Geeks terminology here. So let's run this. You can see that it's executing the workflow step by step. And So it says output is another JSON file, which JSON tree, which contains the output file in this case, which is a .path file, which is a sequence thing, bioinformatics sequence thing. So it took 30 seconds to run this. I made the sequences really short so I could show you a demo. So let's run it again, and now this time it should just pull it straight out of the cache and without having to recompute. Yeah, 8 seconds. So you can see here that it says that this script has been previously run, just retrieving result from the store, and you have the same output. Yeah. So. That's basically all there is to it. It's a matter of combining CWL with Geeks to get these to get a perfect cache. And each time you want to generate those results, you don't have to remember what parameters you put into the workflow. You can just ask the system to produce the results, and if it's already done, it will just give it to you. If it's not, it will compute it for you. So you may be familiar with this problem when using Make. Make is all nice and good, but if you change the Make file or if you change something else, you might have to do a Make clean and then rebuild everything all over again. So essentially defeating the purpose of Make. So this is just like that, but it's like a perfect Make. So that's it. Thank you very much. So any questions? Yeah.
Yes. How does it relate to the CWL language, like under the GNU project, like there's an official page about CWL?
So CWL is a standard, and that's separate. It's got nothing to do with Geeks or GNU or anything else. It's a standard workflow language. I just implemented the specification.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how does it compare to, because there is a, under the Geeks project, there is a CWL implementation,
You mean other implementations of CWL, right? Like CWL tool. Yeah, there are several CWL implementations. CWL tool is a reference implementation. Then there is Toil and Arvados and so on. But none of them have perfect caching. So CWL tool gives you some caching, but if you like alter the workflow in some way, you essentially have to throw away the entire cache and recompute everything. Yeah. Yes, Chant.
I suppose you're going to be integrating this with things which pull data from other sources, and you had your Geeks Forge project. Are you sort of looking at ways of collecting data or transmitting it, basically?
Oh, the Geeks Forge is it's a very how much time did you say?
Oh, you got 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Yeah. Okay, I can show you CWL. Yeah, but that's a different topic. Yeah. Yeah, this was meant to be a very quick lightning talk. Yeah, so I was saying that it's easy to generate YAML from any programming language, and so the CWL workflows are supposed to be written as YAML files, and I really don't like writing YAML files, even though some people do like it, I don't know. So I have a different project, so I built this domain-specific language that that generates the YAML files. So this is built on Guile, so it looks very schemey with S expressions and all that. I describe the inputs, the command that's run, which is this tool called SAMTools, and then there is an output file. And in the other field, I specify the packages that are required for that step. So packages in this case are the Geeks packages. Yeah. So you have a bunch of steps or commands like that. And then they're all connected together in a workflow description, which is what you see at the end. So I use both of them together, but it's really up to you. If you really like writing YAML, you can just write YAML and use only the Ravanan and the Geeks part. So there are actually people who like writing YAML, which is a bit strange. Yeah. Yeah, that's not enough to cover 15 minutes. So. Yeah, if there are no questions, we could just end earlier.
Yeah, and you have a full CCWL talk online also, right? So.
Yeah, I gave a CCWL talk in FOSDA earlier. Yeah. Sorry, what kind of computing?
So Sorry, I was going to ask a bit of off-topic questions, sure, sure. But I was wondering, do you do biocomputing in your job?
Or is it just
examples for?
Yeah, I do bioinformatics in my job, in my day job.
Okay.
So, yeah. So genomic data. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. So Aaron has his itch to scratch, right?
Yeah. It's. I can't imagine. Running jobs on HPC without gigs or without without a good cache, because usually by the time you get to the point of writing a paper, it's been months or maybe even years, and you don't really remember what you did a long time ago. So, and it's and keeping notes doesn't really work that well. So, yeah.
I wanted to talk more about the controversial, not controversial, the, you said at the end, this is just like a better make.
Yeah.
Do you mean it? Would you really get rid of make if you could to replace it with like...
Geeks, or Aaron's setup is actually based on hashes.
Yeah.
So you can't have these sort of conflicts when running on a, you know, on a thousand nodes, you know, within 1 second intervals. And people have dropped snake make for that reason, because you get all types of odd, non-deterministic behavior.
Yeah, I've seen notes on compute notes on HPC which have like, which are sometimes people forget to set up NTP daemons on them, and the time is like 10 minutes, 15 minutes off, and then strange things happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Andreas, so, do you have a question?
No?
You look like you have a question. Excellent. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Have a round of applause for Arun.